Dr. Schneider dictating a 1280 kg on patient Susan Holf, H-O-L-T-H, on 9/4/24. Mrs. Holf performed a 1280 kg, period. Patient is in a normal sinus rhythm. First degree heart block is noted. Axis is normal, QRS complex is normal, no paravalvular compression, first degree heart block, otherwise normal EKG. Next, 1280 kg on Gary Parrish. On 9/4/24, Mr. Parrish performed a 1280 kg, period. The patient is in a normal sinus rhythm, period. QRS complexes are normal, T-wave is normal, period, no paravalvular compression, normal EKG. Next, 6-minute walk test on patient Katie Cook. This goes to Dr. Bokuk. On 9/4/24, Mrs. Cook performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 96%, period. Patient walked 428 meters in 6 minutes and saturation remained 96% at the end of the study, period. No paravalvular compression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk test on Lisa Mack. This goes to Goshen Medical Center. On 9/4/24, Mrs. Mack performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 97%, period. The patient achieved 239 meters in 6 minutes. Saturation remained 97%, period. No paravalvular compression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk test on Richard Edwards. This goes to Kevin Price. On 9/4/24, Mr. Edwards performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 97%, period. The patient walked 338 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 97%, period. No paravalvular compression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Bonnie Terrell. This goes to Dr. Galfier. On 9/4/24, Mrs. Terrell performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired and there was very severe airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was 1 and the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 6/6/24, there's been no significant change, period, no paragraph impression. Very severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Nicholas Terrell. This goes to Dr. Galfier. On 9/4/24, Mr. Terrell performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 6/8/24, there's been no significant change, period, no paravalvular compression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Glenn Mailoff, M-A-I-L-O-F-F. This goes to Dr. Ward. On 9/4/24, Mr. Mailoff performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There's a minimal degree of airways obstruction at lower lung volumes with complete reversibility after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 11/2/23, there's been no significant change, period. No paragraph compression, minimal reversible airways obstruction, consistent with asthma, showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Richard Salmon, S-A-L-M-O-N. This goes to Shannon Mathis, FNP, on 9/4/24. Mr. Salmon performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired without airways obstruction, without bronchoreactivity, period. Compared to a prior study dated 9/14/23, there's been slight progression and the decrease of forced vital capacity, period, no paragraph compression, minimal restriction without airways obstruction, without bronchoreactivity, showing some progression and reduction of forced vital capacity, period. Thank you.